I've been working in the coal mine every day. I've been working in the coal mine. I'm working overtime workout. Hi, James from Ingvid. Now, did I say I was working in a coal mine or I work in a coal mine? Some of you are going to go, yeah, got it. And others go, what? That's today's lesson. The ng sound in English is often confused with in. But let's go to the board and ask Mr. E. So, Mr. E, was it? Is it? Or is it ing or in? Ing or in? He doesn't know either. But before I continue, Eris from Mexico was a good student of mine. She made a couple mistakes, and I said, I promise I will make a video to clear this up. So, Eris, I hope it's a good video. You and your cute dimples and glasses. All right, so is it ing? So, not ing, but ung, because we can have tongue or ing. But the sound here is, I'll show you how it's made in a second or two, but it's often confused with in. For a lot of students. So ing, as in walking, okay, it's often confused with walk in. I walk in the rain because I like it, and I'm walking in the rain. Okay, it's very, very similar. One of the things we want to know to say the difference, because to be honest, I'm not going to teach you about in. I'll do another video with n, m, and ing, or ing. And we can compare there. But today, what I want to do is teach you about the ng sound. Because if I can teach you that, it will help you with the in sound. It's my belief that if you get very good at one thing and can really see it, you can see everything that is not it. Okay? So it's the simplified way. Instead of teaching you five different things, just like this is it. And if it's not that, it's different. And you should be able to pick it right up. Okay? So, ng is one of the three nasal consonants in English. The three of them are, remember I said I'd do a video on it? N, M, and NG. There's ng. So, what that means is it vibrates through the nasal nose and nasal passage. And you're probably saying, what? Nasal passage. Well, your nose, it comes from your nose over here. What happens is we move our tongue in a certain way, and the tongue in our head, ah, and when we lift it up, it kind of blocks the air, so the air goes through your nose a bit. And when you do it, you'll feel it like vibrate. Vibrate. You can touch your nose and you'll feel there's a vibration. That's because the air is going over by where your nose is, and it makes that particular or interesting sound. Okay? So what's important to know about the ng sound is you can find this sound in the middle of words. For example, anger and English. We're learning English. Ah, you knew I had to put it somewhere. Okay, so anger and English. Or you can find it at the end of the words, like thing and wrong. There are a lot of words in English that are people confuse, like think and thing. I'm going to teach you today, and you won't make that mistake. In fact, I'm going to teach you another lesson how to do that as well. So it's a really good lesson because it will help you with many things. Okay? So, as I was saying, people often confuse the NG with in. Okay? An example is they confuse sleeping with sleep in and doing with do in. Well, what's the difference? It's not much. Well, they're very different. Sleeping, the activity you do at night, to sleep in means to get up late. So they're not even the same. They sound similar. And they are related, but this is sleeping at night and sleep in. Doing is your activity now, and do in 5 minutes, do in time. So I'm talking about maybe a time period. I can do it in 5 minutes. No, what am I doing? Well, no, I can do this for you. I'll do it in 5 minutes. Not now, but a little later. Similar, not the same. So I've talked about this ing and shown you the two of them, and I did promise you that I would make it that you could learn the one sound to say the difference. So why don't I show you how to do it? Ta-da! How to do it. First, drop the jaw. Drop, drop, drop. Your jaw, drop it, open it. Okay, now you look like a dead fish. Dead fish look. Okay, lips open. So, lips open. So drop the jaw. Now open your lips. Oh, try that. Oh. Oh. Okay. Now, the back of the tongue goes to the roof of the mouth. And some of you are going to say, okay, whatever. And to be honest, that's what I said. I watched a few videos and I looked at some of the books and they have all these pictures and it looked like something out of Aliens where the tongue was, but it didn't teach me how to do it. So I'm going to give you a silly little trick. Now, if you look here where my throat is and my jaw, I put my finger, I'm going to push up and I'm going to, and just push down a bit. That's the area where you want your tongue to go up. So if you go pushing your tongue up, you'll make that sound. And already, you're halfway there. Finally, we take the tip of the tongue forward and down. I like to tell students your tongue should go to the bottom of your teeth at the bottom. And if you combine and ing, you'll go ung, 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 tongue, working, thing. Notice my jaw is open or dropped. My mouth is open. The roof of my tongue is going to the top at the back and then ung, 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 ung. That's what you practice. And the tip is going behind my teeth. And that's how you make the sound. Now, here are some things we can practice with examples. Sleeping, sleeping. Hoping, hoping. Going, going. Working, working. And I'll give you, well, I'll give you a bonus in a second on how to know the difference between the N if you really want to know. But work on these. Now, something that can help you a lot to find that ung sound is this word here. It's a magic word. It's so magic, I saved it to give it to you now. But try this. Along. Along. Because of the long vowel sound, along helps you get that tongue up. So, along. Along. Cool? Great. Anyway, we're going to go to the board because, of course, what is a pronunciation lesson without a test? Test for pronunciation? You betcha. See you in a second. Okay, so usually when I do this part, we have a bit of a test and the bonus and homework. Well, I'm going to kind of give you a little bit of a bonus early and then one later on with the N sound. So I want us to practice right now before we do the quiz over here. And we're going to do, I call it like catch and release. So I'm going to say the word first, normally. Then I'm going to take a break. Then I'm going to really exaggerate. Exaggeration is important because in exaggerating, it helps you learn exactly what's going on in your mouth and where to put your tongue or your teeth or whatever. So you can teach your brain how to repeat the sound, okay? So I'm going to be using the words with the ing sound that we're going to be doing on the quiz anyway. And then hopefully you'll be able to see the difference when I use the in versus the ng sound. All right, let's do the first one. Hoping, hoping. John's hoping I'll come to the party. Hoping. Exaggeration. Hoping, hoping. Remember, ng. Next, working, working. I'm working on a big project. Working, working. Going, going. I'm going to Japan next year. Going, going. Sleeping, sleeping. I enjoy sleeping in on the weekends. Sleeping. Sleeping. Make sure you can feel the vibration. Sometimes it gets annoying right up in here. I can feel it in my eyeballs, okay? So these are the sounds we're doing. Hoping, working, going, sleeping. Try and keep them in your head. You'll notice I have some holes in here we're going to fill in. Now, I'm not going to fill them in just yet. I'm going to read the story as I would as a Canadian, and then you're going to find out which ones have the ing or the ing sound, and then we can figure out which ones would have the in sound. And if you think it's really cool, I haven't taught you the in sound at all, but you should be able to tell the difference. Are you ready? Hey, E. I'm hoping you can give me some help in improving my sleeping habits. Lately, I find that I sleep in, and because I work in another city, I am often late for work. When I go into work, my boss gets very angry, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job. So I'm putting all of my hope in you and giving you, hope in you of giving me a helping hand, waking me up so I can be on time for the job I love working at. Now, you might say that's quick, but hey, that's how we would say it in English. Now, I want you to try and figure out which ones. I'm just going to put some numbers here because there are 8. Which one is, like, for instance, hope in and hoping? You tell me when we go through and we'll fill it in correctly together, okay? Are you ready? I'm hoping you can give me some help in improving my sleeping habits. I'm hoping you can give me some help in improving my sleeping habits. Good, hoping. And I like to say verb to be equals ing. Part of your bonus package. You can see I'm, so it probably ends in an ing. I'm hoping. So I'm hoping you can give me some help in improving my sleeping habits. Sleeping habits. Okay, now this is a gerund, which acts as a noun at times, or in this case, an adjective. So it doesn't follow this rule exactly, but sleeping habits. Sleeping describes what kind of habits in gerund form. So now I'm kind of giving you a little extra bonus in teaching you some grammar with your pronunciation. But hey, we're a work in progress, so we can do that, right? So this is the gerund modifying. That's the ing sound. Let's do the next section. Lately, I find that I sleep in, and because I work in another city, I'm often late for work. Lately that I find that I sleep in, and because I work in another city, I'm often late for work. Good. Now, none of you asked me, because you cannot, but I'll answer it for you. What's the difference between sleeping and sleep in? To sleep in means to stay in your bed past the time. If you want to get up at 8 o'clock usually and you sleep in, you'll get up at 8:30 or 9. I like to sleep in on the weekends. I like to sleep later than I go to work. And sleeping, I think I mentioned before, is the just sleep. Cool? All right. Now, because I work in another city. Okay. Let's do the next part. When I go in to work late, my boss gets very angry, and I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job. What do you think that would be? When I go into work late, my boss gets very angry, and I'm afraid I'm... Now, notice what I did here. I actually purposely gave you go in and going to see if you can actually tell the difference. And now if you follow the grammar I gave you, there's the verb to be again, right? Equals ing, right? So you could have used that rule. Now we've got 2 more left, so let's see. What do you think they might be? So I'm putting all of my hope in you giving me a helping hand, waking me up so I can be on time for the job that I love working at. My hope, okay, my hope in you and love, working at. Now, if you were listening carefully, there is something I can help you with, a bit of a bonus. The N sound from in is at the back of your teeth, so in. And the other sound, the back of the tongue goes up, but the tip of the tongue goes down, working, and in. So if you think of the word no, that's where your N is. So you can say, I sleep in, tongue up, work in, tongue up, go in, tongue up, hope in. Cool? Well, I'm glad you liked it because that's your extra bonus. And for your homework, rewind and practice with me again, okay? So we can do this. You've seen me do it, so I'm not going to do it now. Rewind this, go through this until you can hear the difference between ing and in, all right? I hope this has been a good lesson for you. I've enjoyed working with you, but you need to work on, see, I changed it, but it's still the same, this yourself. I will do a lesson on MN and NG. And I hope you do the two together and it'll help you. It's been fun. But before I go, make sure you go to Ingvid, right? Check out the other lessons of pronunciation we have. And don't forget to subscribe. There's a bell here. Ring my bell. Ring my bell. And if you do, you'll get the latest videos that I do. Okay? So it's always a pleasure. Thank you once again, and I'll see you soon. Take care.